T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon. In for Rebecca Corral, I'm Kim Foster. Here is what's happening at this hour. Looks like we have a winner, the 2019 World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-In winner being crowned in Half Moon Bay. KCBS's Carrie Hudasek joins us with the results.
Kim, that winning pumpkin weighed in at 2,175 pounds. The grower's name is Leonardo Urena, and he's actually local from Napa, California. He now gets to walk home with over $15,000. That's $7 for each pound. Now, this is his second time winning the pumpkin weigh-off here in Half Moon Bay. His last win was in 2011 when he came in with a 1,700-pound pumpkin, so this one is more than 300-400 pounds more than that one. He says he's been competing for the past 13 years, and this year certainly feels like a dream. I asked him how he was able to grow a pumpkin this large, and he says obviously has to do a lot with the water and the soil, but really what it comes down to is the dedication, watching it every day, kind of almost like a babysitter. So in addition to his 15 grand, he's winning a stay at the Ritz-Carlton here in Half Moon Bay. That's pretty nice. And we also had winners from other categories here, not just the heaviest. That included the most beautiful pumpkin, and that winner took home $1,000. So wrapping up here in Half Moon Bay, if you want to see these top pumpkins, they'll be on display at the Half Moon Bay Art and Pumpkin Festival this weekend, October 19th and 20th. Reporting live in Half Moon Bay, Perry Budasek, KCBS.
Two issues that haven't been addressed much in the Democratic presidential debates, homelessness and housing. As KCBS's Jim Taylor reports, that could change tomorrow.
The story we're doing here is that housing activists are pressuring moderators of tomorrow night's Democratic presidential debate to ask about housing issues and homelessness. Think that's appropriate?
Yeah, it's absolutely appropriate.
This is Jennifer Friedenbach, Executive Director, San Francisco Coalition on Homelessness.
We have a situation where the homeless crisis originated at the federal government with massive cuts to HUD starting in the early 1980s, and a lot of bad policy decisions ever since brought us to what we all are seeing out on the street.
So do you think that some of these Democratic candidates have some solutions?
Yeah, I mean, a few of them have some stuff in their plans. Bernie Sanders definitely has the most, the one that would make the biggest difference.
She also compliments Julian Castro, former director of Housing and Urban Development, for having a constructive plan to deal with the homelessness epidemic. Democratic presidential debate tomorrow night. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
KCBS News Time 12:06, Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a new law that requires insurers to give homeowners a longer advance notice before canceling their policies. As KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports from Santa Rosa, many victims of the 2017 Wine Country fires have had their policies canceled. Jeffrey.
Hi, Kim. I spent part of the morning speaking with Krista Gotti. She recently moved into her rebuilt home in Coffee Park, but she says she lives on edge, fearing that her insurance company will cancel her policy.
A lot of people that have been canceled because of the fires.
And the consequences can be very costly.
Basically, you have to go with a high-risk policy, so it's doubled your premiums, and I'm just waiting for it to happen to me.
The governor extended the period insurers are required to notify their customers of policy cancellations from 45 to 75 days.
I think that'll be very helpful. I don't think it's good enough.
Dick Fox lives around the corner. He says Hartford Insurance did renew his policy, but it's costing him more money. And he says even though Coffee Park was devastated in the Tubbs fire, because it's in the flatlands, he doesn't think it is a fire risk area.
You live up in the hills, you can expect, maybe a forest fire.
The state does offer an insurance option called the FAIR plan. It's similar to the state's earthquake insurance program, but again, the premiums are very high. Santa Rosa, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.